team of 30 people, and we're going up to Nicaragua, and we're going to be helping on the facility, the actual camp, and teaming up with the University of Managua and their young life leaders there to go after lost kids and serve their community. This, if you know anything about mission trips, are not cheap, and I hate that I've waited to the last minute. We've just had young life camps and stuff like that, but I want to invite y'all to be a part of this, not only in prayer, but support me and ask for support, because it's an expensive venture. It's $1,600 to go over there and serve for a 8-day span. And so in the back I have, if you don't have a checkbook and you feel the Lord calling you to give, there is cards with already the Young Life address written out on it. And you can just put a check in and send it to the Young Life office, or I'll be standing in the back if you want to just hand me one today. Thank y'all so much. Y'all please be praying. This is going to be my first time going out of the country, so I'm excited but a little nervous. Yeah, thank y'all.
Just be sure and take some off with you. Amen. Amen. Certainly excited about him getting to go on that mission trip. Katie, come up. You're going to tell about your little thing, too. See, she's like, Cody was going to say, the reason I waited so late is because I know how Baptists are. If you give them too much time, they think themselves out of it. Amen. So, but anyhow, Katie's got something that's coming up for young ladies.
Yes.
She's going to just mention that to you a little bit.
I was not prepared, so I don't have the exact information, but I believe it's the second weekend in March. I'm going to be speaking at an event, Daughters for the King, at the First Baptist Church. I believe it's at noon on a Saturday. I will get back with you for that exact date and time, but it's for middle school and high school girls, so if you know anyone or you want to tell your friends about it, we would love to have as many people as possible.
In Greensboro.
First Baptist Church in Greensboro.
Amen. First Baptist Greensboro. You've done good impromptu there. Amen. Amen. Good deal. All right. Also, I've been asked to mention, too, as far as Super Wow, sign up for our young people. The sheet is back there in the back. If you're planning on wanting to go with us, please sign up. And don't be scared off by the amount. We're going to do a lot of fundraising stuff, so we should be able to bring that amount way down, okay? So we certainly want to encourage you to be a part of that as well. At this time, if there are no other announcements, any other announcements? Okay. If not, let's go into a time of prayer request. And if anybody has any praise, has anybody got a praise this week?
I do.
Okay. Della. Amen. Praise the Lord for that. Miss Joyce?
I went to the doctor for my physical findings, and I thought there was something wrong with my wrist. But I went Tuesday and had mammograms made and sonograms made and all that stuff, and they told me before I left the hospital there was nothing wrong.
Amen. Praise God for that. Yes. Amen. Anybody else have a praise? Amen. Praise God for that. Anybody else? Yes, Brother Dennis.
My cardiologist has turned me loose for 4 months.
All right. For 4 months. Oh, then you gotta get back under control then? Oh, okay. Well, you know, in the end, Satan will be released from the bottomless pit for a short time. But then he will be cast away after that. No, we're glad to hear you doing well, Brother Dennis. Amen. Anybody else?
Maybe next Sunday, first Sunday.
Yes, Miss Donna.
I praise the Lord that I didn't have to take but one pain medicine for arthritis after I came home from the hospital.
Amen. Praise the Lord for that. And we're thankful that you're doing well too. Amen. That's worth a hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. Also, I want to remind you, next Sunday is First Sunday. We got some good singing lined up. We're looking to get some more. So if you would like to sing, please let Becky know. We're excited about that. We'll start that at 10:30. Tim gonna sing. Amen. All right. Dennis, you gonna help him? Okay, amen. All right. That's gonna be good. Amen. I will definitely come see that. All right. But just yes. Also, if you have any prayer requests, we want to be sure and add to Miss Nettie. Had a little episode Friday morning. She's doing better. She's back in the nursing home now. But her roommate, Miss Barbara Griffith, we need to add her to our prayer list. She fell yesterday and broke her arm and bumped her head. So she is, I'm not sure, is she back in the nursing home? She is back, so I'll go by and see them on my way in this evening. Also, Mr. Charles Gieslin wanted me to share with y'all that he went to another doctor in reference to his hip. He had his back operated on not too long ago, and the hip doctor said, I don't see arthritis. You're not going to have your hip operated on. So he was really happy about that. So he is looking forward to going back and getting a few more things done, and hopefully they're going to do another MRI and a contrast test to try to locate. They think it's a muscle that has been pulled and aggravated. They just got to zero in on where it is. So I told him I would be sure and share that with us. Anybody else that we need to add?
Unspoken.
Amen.
Greg.
Greg, yes. Greg. We're certainly praying everything's going to work out good with him. Anybody else? Unspokens. We always have plenty of those. Amen.
Verse, remember the families of the four people that got killed in Kansas.
Yes, okay. We sure will. And guys, I just want to share something with y'all along on that line right there. Some of y'all may have seen this. This video is pretty much kind of gone viral here. A lot of you may have seen it on Facebook. This past week there was, and I don't even remember what town or what city it was in, but there was a car accident. The car exploded, caught on fire. There was a guy in it. They got him out. The car was completely destroyed. And on the front seat of that car, this car completely destroyed, burnt completely up. I mean, there was nothing left but the springs of the seat. Was a Holy Bible untouched sitting there on the seat of that car.
Amen.
And the only thing wrong with it had a little bit of heat damage on the outside of it, but when they opened up the inside, every page on it was just as clear as it ever was. So praise God. I mean, hey, we serve an awesome God. Amen.
Amen.
And, you know, I've heard of those things happening a lot of times before, that a house will burn down or something, that Bible will still be there. I mean, that was a testimony right there.
Amen.
That was a testimony. Brad?
You brought up a subject, Tom. We've been here for a while. That happened to us in Mississippi. The trailer burned completely up. We got to declose. And in the midst of all that was a big family Bible.
Amen. Just untouched. You can't destroy the Word of God. Amen.
Amen.
You can't destroy it. I just wanted to share that with you because it was just, that really touched me right there. Any other prayer requests? Yes, Miss Joyce.
I'm not a prayer request, but I do want everybody to know that I got good neighbors.
Amen.
No more. They are doing fine. And they are
going to
be
so far, they have not disrupted the peace, is what you're saying.
And I already told Greg that the community there, we don't call them orphans. They get out.
Yeah.
You
just take care of it yourself. And trust me, way out here, nobody's going to know. Amen. Let's be honest. yes, Miss Charlotte.
Everybody, my name is Charlotte. I have been looking for a part-time job for about 10 years now. So if any of you know of a part-time job, please let me know.
Amen. And we'll be praying for you along those lines. Amen. Brother Wayne.
Henry Knight,
they have good service today. Yes. Yes. Henry Knight. He perished in a fire, unfortunately. His granddaughter goes to school with us there, and she's really, really upset by all that. We'll certainly want to remember them and maybe look to seeing how we might can help them out if we need to later on once things start turning around here. Yes. Libby?
Cheryl Brown had back surgery,
yes.
But she's on the way.
Cheryl Brown, okay, good. All right. Okay. Thank you, Valerie. Anybody else? All right. If not, we'll move on with our service. Yes. Oh, Mr. Bud.
I have some people go out here, and I put my she's in the bed, she's by herself, she don't get up and cook, she don't do anything. Her daughter is over in North Carolina working, and she calls her every night to see how she's doing. That's the only time she sees her, unless she gets to come home on the weekend or something. That's
Miss Clara. Okay, we got her on there. We'll continue to remember her. And if there's anything we can do to help her out, we'll certainly look into doing that. Thank you for sharing that. Anybody else? All right, we'll continue on with our service.
Okay, for our offertory hymn, let's turn to page 601. We'll sing all three verses. Page 601, let's stand as we sing, I'll Fly Away.
Given to us. Pray that you were blessed to give them the given me, that it be used for the ongoing of your kingdom. We ask in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Stand for the doxology.
Praise God, the Son, and
Now if you'll join us for our praise hymn, it's page 66, Open the Eyes of My Heart, page 66. A few minutes to greet each other in God's love.
Amen. to us beside. How could I doubt his tender mercy? Who through life has been my guide? All the way my Savior leads me. Cheers each winding path I tread. Gives me grace for every trial. Feeds me with a living bread. You lead me and keep me from falling. You close to your heart, and surely your goodness and mercy will follow me. All the way my Savior leads me, all the fullness of sureness of his promise in the triumph of his blood. And when my spirit clothed immortal wings its flight to realms of day. This my song through endless ages. Jesus led me all the way. Jesus led me all the way. You lead me and keep me from falling. All the way my Savior leads me, all the way my Savior leads me.
Amen. She knows I can't hear, but she whispers anyway.
I was yelling.
Oh, okay.
Jade and Jack, y'all come up here. Oh, I don't know where Jaden went. We were actually here this morning, even though it may have seemed like we weren't, and Bruce may have forgotten that I did leave this morning also. Like he told one time I was in the nursery and he was telling everybody that I wasn't here. I had gone to Athens, but I was actually here the whole time. But anyway, this morning Jaden and Jack and I went down to the nursing home, and we passed out lotion from the WMU, and they just did a wonderful job. And the older people were very, very happy to see us, weren't they?
They were.
They got lots of hugs and all that kind of stuff. And that, I just want to tell them what a great job both of them did. And Jaden, are you going to issue out a challenge for the youth? What are you going to tell the youth?
That they need to go. They need to go.
Amen. So we got a lot of youth, don't we? Yeah. Tell them something.
We'll show you how to do it. We'll show you how to do it.
All right. That's some good stuff there. Amen. Amen. Always good to see our young kids also getting involved in ministry. Amen. That's what we're going to talk about today. I just got done for 3 weeks talking about lukewarmness. And I felt like, I said, Lord, where do you want me to go from there? And I believe he kind of led me right on into talking about a servant's heart. So for the next 2 or 3 weeks, we're going to talk about denying ourselves, taking up our cross, and following Jesus daily. Not just following him when it's convenient, but following him daily. That's what we're going to talk about over the next several weeks. Today we're going to focus on denying ourselves. Because let's be honest, guys, we live in a world where we don't deny ourselves very much, do we? We do everything that we want to do, regardless of whether or not that is exactly what God has planned for us on any given day. A lot of our world revolves around us. It doesn't revolve around Jesus. It doesn't revolve around ministry. It revolves around what we want to do. And I want to help you understand as a congregation, as a body of believers, that the only way to serve Jesus is to be sold out. Amen?
Amen.
You got to be sold out. You can't just do it when it's convenient for you. Jesus died for you. It wasn't convenient for him to die. He didn't really want to die. But guess what? He did it anyway.
Amen.
And all he asked for us and of us in return is that we serve him. That's not too much to ask, is it? Oh, my back hurts. I can't come to church on Sunday. What about Jesus' back? He got tore open. Oh, my head hurts. I can't come to church on Sunday. What about Jesus? He had a crown of thorns smashed down on his head. Oh, my arms are hurting. My legs are aching. I can't come to church today. He was nailed to a cross. He felt the pain, but he did it anyway. And that's what I want to help us understand here. It doesn't matter about us. It's all about him. Amen? It's all about him. We got to deny ourselves. If you have your Bibles, turn to Mark chapter 8. We might start preaching up here in a minute. Amen? Mark chapter 8. We're going to read some verses here from Mark, about 7 or 8 verses from Mark chapter 8. And these are going to be some focal verses for us over the next couple of weeks after this. I'm going to ask all of you who can, if you will, in honor of reading God's Word, if you'll stand to your feet. Because this is the true Word of God. This can endure fire. This can lead us and guide us. So we ought to be respectful of it. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go to the Lord here and read His Word. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and of the chief priests and scribes and be killed and after 3 days rise again. And he spake that saying openly. And Peter took him and began to rebuke him. But when he had turned about and looked on his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Father God, we just ask now, Lord, you add your blessings to the reading of your word. Lord, let nothing I say in the next few minutes be of me, but let it be about you and for you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. You know, that's a pretty powerful text right there. Peter, who a little bit after Jesus spoke this, was going to stand there and deny that he even knew Jesus. He was going to deny he even knew Jesus, but yet he had the audacity to speak up and tell Jesus, "Jesus, hold on a minute. Let me explain something here to you." He stood up and he had the audacity to do that. And Jesus basically said, "Look, devil, get away from me. You're all about yourself. You're not about my Father's business when you start talking like that." Or in 21st century terms, "Man, you better get up out of my face." That's what Jesus would have said. Amen.
Amen.
"You better get up out of my face." That's the way Jesus would have said it in this day and age. Amen. I bet you Peter backed up even when he said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." But I look at that and I'm like, you know what? He told Peter that. This is the man that he built the church on. The rock, Peter. The guy that the first evangelist of the new church there at Pentecost. He loved Peter, but yet he loved serving his Father enough to say, "Let me tell you something, devil. You better get your attitude right and you better understand that it's not all about you. It's about serving my Father." Amen.
Amen.
That's what it's about. You know, I wonder how many of us do not have in mind the things of God, but rather the things of men. You see, that's the problem in not only churches today. That's the problem with America right now. We're all about serving ourselves. We're not willing to go out and serve others. The reason we can't serve others is because we don't want to deny ourselves. Well, let me tell you something, guys. We're nothing without Him, amen? We're nothing. You've got to understand, we have got to learn to give up some of these things that we cherish and that we think are so important, that we think are so precious to us. They are filthy rags in His sight, amen? They're filthy rags in His sight. But yeah, we hold on to them like we can't live without them. I tell you what, here in America, we could live with a whole lot less, amen? We choose to live extravagant lifestyles. We choose to go out and do the biggest and best things when some of the lowliest, hardest things in life deal with ministry. And very few people are willing to do that. They're willing to deny themselves and go out into a lost and dying world and bring a message of hope and peace and truth. I hope you can say one thing about me when I'm dead and gone, that I always told you the truth. Amen. I'm not going to tell you some lies. I'm not going to give you false hope when there is no hope. The only hope is in Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
That's the only hope you got. If you put your hope in man, you've lost. There's no way you're going to ever do anything the way man thinks and ever be pleasing in God's sight. It's not going to happen. What does the word deny mean? Well, I got a couple of definitions of it here. First one is this: to restrain, especially from indulging in some pleasure. Deny. The second one is this: to refuse to recognize or acknowledge. That's what Peter did. He refused to acknowledge Jesus. He said, "I don't know him. I hadn't had anything to do with him." He denied Jesus not once, but three times. He denied he even knew him. But you know what? When we are talking about deny, as in denying yourself, we're not talking so much along those lines. We're talking along the lines of, okay, if I'm going to be pleasing to Jesus, I've got to be willing to give up myself so that I can get inside of Him and He inside of me so that I can be productive for Him. We can't do that until we are willing to give up ourselves. Let's look a little closer at this word deny. If you are accused of something you know you didn't do, what are you going to do? You're going to deny it, right? And if they keep insisting, "Oh, you did do that, you know you did that," you're going to get even more vehemently in denial about that. You're going to say, "No, I did not do that." There are people on death row right now, convicted murderers, who the DNA evidence has proven beyond a shadow of a doubt they committed that crime. But they'll still say, "I didn't kill that person. I didn't kill that person." But you know what? Sometimes people deny things that are true, don't they? Sometimes people deny things that are true. You ever seen somebody who did something and you know they did it and they will just tell you right to your face, I didn't do that. That wasn't me. I didn't do that. You saw them do it. Well, guess what? That's kind of like what we're doing, a lot of us as believers in Christ. We're denying we know Jesus. Even though He sees what we do every day. He sees that we're denying Him every day. We still say, no, Lord, I love You. I want to serve You, God. I want to be all I can be for You. If I ask you right now, for everybody in this church, to raise your hand if you wanted to be all you could be for God, probably everybody in here would raise their hand. Then when I got to the next question, so what are you going to do about it? Guess what? Oh, man, I didn't mean to raise my hand. Why'd I put my hand up so high? Preacher saw me. You see, when it comes to the rubber meeting the road, we're all about throwing our hand up and saying, Jesus, I love You. But I'm just not willing to deny myself enough to get close enough to You to really understand what You've got planned for me. That's what's going on in the world today. Oh, we're all about some Jesus. I'll give You some amens. I'll throw my hands up. I'll come to church on Sunday. But don't ask me to deny myself, because I'm all about me. I'm all about me. God, I'll help You out in anything, but just don't let it interfere with something I got planned. I think I gave you a good enough example about that when Jesus was lugging that cross up Calvary's hill. He wasn't thinking about what He had planned. What He had planned was salvation for you and I. A way to eternal life with Him in heaven someday. He bore that burden for us. And we won't even so much as reach out and help Him a lot of times, will we? We'll find any excuse in the world. We'll go out and do any and everything for other people. We'll go out and do things all around the community. But when it comes to serving Christ, we're not meeting the mark. And I put myself in that. I'm not just pointing fingers at somebody else. We all need to deny ourselves a whole lot more, don't we? We need to deny ourselves a lot more. So you might be saying, well, preacher, what have I got to do to deny myself? See, denying self requires you to give up anything that you would want or seek that hinders you from serving God. In other words, get rid of some idols in your life that you're putting ahead of serving Jesus. Get rid of some idols in your life that are not things that are pleasing to God. Matthew chapter 6 verse 19 says, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. And I love verse 21 because this one really nails it home right here. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. What do you treasure in life? You ever thought about that? What are your treasures? What things do you treasure? Because if you're a born-again believer, the best and biggest and most important thing you better be treasuring is Jesus. You see, you can't have all these other worldly things and put them ahead of serving God. And you say, oh yeah, I'm saved. Amen. I know Jesus. I heard about that man named Jesus way back when. Guys, they'll know you how? By your fruit. They'll know you by your fruit. Man, if you got joy in your heart, if you're truly a born-again believer, you have denied yourself already. You've allowed the Holy Spirit of God to enter your heart, and you are allowing Him to direct your life each and every step of the way. Doesn't mean we're not going to take some wrong turns and go down some wrong paths and get off focus with where He wants us to be, but it means we ought to have some joy in our heart. Man, you ought to be so on fire for Jesus that nothing can touch you. You could run through hell in gasoline-soaked shorts and never even catch on fire, amen? Now that's on fire for God, amen? I mean, when a mosquito comes up, he's singing nothing but the blood. And when he gets through biting, he says there's power in the blood, amen?
Amen?
That's how on fire you ought to be for God, amen? You see, the problem is we're not willing to let enough Jesus in us to get to that point. I don't believe some of us have got a lot of joy in our hearts. I don't believe we got a lot of love for our fellow man in our heart. Because you see, when you have the true joy of Christ in your heart, you can't keep quiet. You got to go out and do something. You got to go out and share with somebody. But if you are lukewarm, you don't feel any need to do that. You don't have that kind of joy because you've never really had a true life-changing experience with the Holy Ghost of God coming into your heart. Amen. And that's the problem we got in a lot of churches today. And I know I keep paralleling back and forth over to what I've been talking about, but guys, Jesus has burdened my heart with that. I don't want anyone to end up in hell. It is my goal as your pastor to make sure you hear the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth about lukewarmness, about denying yourself, and about following Him. Because you see, right now, the way I see it, in any church on any given Sunday, you've got three types of people. You've got those that have denied themselves, and the Holy Spirit of God is living in them and driving them each and every day. You're true born-again believers. You've got another group who are born again. They have been saved, but they're grieving the Holy Spirit by not doing what God wants them to do. We refer to those in the Baptist church as backslidden. You see, I want you to understand, you can be saved and you can take a wrong path in life and get influenced by wrong people, but you still have Jesus in your heart. And then we've got the third type of person that just doesn't know Jesus at all. They may think they do. They may think because they've done this, this, or this that they're saved, but there's no fruit, there's no evidence, there's no joy, there's no peace, there's no long suffering, there's no kindness, goodness. Guys, you got to deny yourself in order to be able to have the fruit of the Spirit. You got to deny yourself. That fruit is not for you to pick unless you have denied yourself. Then that fruit is ready to enter into your heart. You see, Jesus is telling us here in Matthew 6:24, no man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Mammon refers to money, material things. You can't serve me and want to make all the money you can, no matter what it causes you to do, no matter what it causes you to become. You can't please me doing that. That's not going to please me. He's telling us that everything we're worried about down here on earth is going to be destroyed. You got a nice house. You have to skip church on Sunday to paint it, cut the grass in the yard. It's going to be destroyed one day. You got a new car. You're having to skip church on Sunday or your ministry team or your Bible study because you have to work an extra job to pay for it. Guess what? It's going to be destroyed one day. It's going to be gone one day. By the way, everything we're so proud of on this earth, Jesus said in the scripture, be careful, thieves will break in and steal that from you. But when you're storing up treasure in heaven, nobody can steal that from you. Amen. Amen. Nobody's going to steal that. Why? Because that is kingdom work. Kingdom work cannot be stolen from you. It can only add to your jewels. It can only add to your crown. That one day when you stand in front of Jesus himself and he judges you for what you have done here on this earth and rewards you based on that, how many jewels are you going to get to cast down at his feet that he's given you? How many? For some of us, it's not going to be very many. For some of us, we may have multiple crowns we get to cast at his feet. But for some of us, it's not going to be a whole lot if we even get to stand in front of the judgment seat of Christ at all. Because you see, that's for believers. People who have denied themselves and who have followed Jesus in their lives. I want to kind of wrap this thing up today by saying this, guys. When you deny yourself, it takes a lot of effort on your part, doesn't it? Because our self is a fleshly self. It is a self that is driven and motivated by the outside world, i.e. Satan, who is constantly trying to push us in this direction, trying to get us out of fellowship with God. So in order for that not to happen, we got to deny ourselves. We got to take up that cross, bear those burdens that are involved with serving God, and we got to follow him each and every day. Oh, I don't deny that you all follow Jesus at times, and I'm not pointing fingers at any one person here. I'm addressing us as a group, and myself's included in that. There are times when we are doing a lot for God, but there's also a lot of times where we're doing nothing. We got a lost and dying community around us. We got a lost and dying world that we're living in. How many people are being reached with the gospel? Because that's what we've been commissioned to do. We got to deny ourselves. You see, We have got to come to the point in our lives as a believer that it's not all about me. We got to come to the point in our lives and say, you know what? It's more important. I'm just going to share this with you. And I don't want you to get the wrong idea about this. But my rest is less important to me to make sure that I can get these young people to church on Sunday. Amen?
Amen.
I'm not concerned about, oh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that because I really need to do this, this, and this. No, I know that that's important to God and He's putting it on my heart and it's important to me. Amen?
Amen.
And if Jesus is burdening you to do something, then you better do it.
Right.
You better do it because I'm going to tell you this. You grieve the Holy Spirit every time you do something against His will. Doesn't mean that you're not a born-again believer. They're born-again believers. Remember I told you there's three groups of people. They're those grievers of the Holy Spirit who are saved. They're those self-denying people who are definitely born again. And there's those lukewarm people. You got to figure out which group you belong to, guys. You got to figure out, because I'm going to tell you something, guys. If we're going to reach a lost and dying world, we have got to deny ourselves. We cannot continue to put ourselves at the center of our life. Everything we are working for in this world is going to what? It's going to be gone one day. The only thing you will have left standing is what you did for Jesus. That's the only thing you're going to have left. That's the only thing that's going to be important. What are you going to tell Jesus when you stand in front of Him? Man, I'm going to tell you something. I would shudder to be in some people's shoes when they have to face Jesus one day, face to face, and go over their life with Him and have Him pick you apart like a fine tooth comb. And ask you everything that He wanted you to do. Ask you why you didn't do any of that. Why you didn't get any of that done. Why did you walk past your coworker every day and not talk about me to them? They're in hell right now because of that. Why didn't you share the gospel of Christ? Why didn't you share the gospel with your neighbors, with your family? Because that's what's going to happen one day. So you see, guys, it's because I love you as a congregation that I want you to understand what God wants for you. I'm not some preacher that's just going to get up here and have some sermon lined out every Sunday and just preach about this, that, and the other. I want to preach something that's going to mean something to you. Amen. I want to preach something that's going to help you grow as a believer and help you maybe find salvation that you don't really have right now. But guys, I'm going to tell you this. You will never get saved. You will never please Jesus if you're not willing to deny yourself. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, I thank You, Lord, for this day. I thank You, God, that You are such an awesome God that You saw fit to send Your Son to die for a bunch of worthless sinners like us. None of us was worth what You did for us. And God, I thank You, Lord, for doing that. I just pray, God, if there's anybody here tonight, Lord, I still believe that what we talked about the last three weeks is moving in some people's hearts. It's moving in their minds. It's moving in their souls. I'm praying, God, that they'll let loose and come and accept You as their Savior, Lord, if they haven't already. And Father God, I just pray that from this day forward, we will learn to deny ourselves, that we'll put You first in everything that we do, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. What are we going to sing? Hymn number 230. Let's stand and sing. The altar's open. If you need to come and make a decision today, will you come?
be seated for just a minute. I ask Dustin or Rebecca if they'll stand up here with me. Guys, I'm extremely happy today. I'm going to share something here. I don't think you'll mind me sharing this with you. Last Sunday, Dustin got in touch with me, and he said, you know what? I know I'm not saved. I know I'm not saved, and I appreciate you pushing me and helping me learn about this. And I said, you know what? Well, man, I'm excited about that. And I got thinking about it, and the Holy Spirit got to kind of messing with me that afternoon. He's like, man, you can see. Ask him if he want to talk about it some more. Don't let this thing. So I said, hey, you want to come over and talk about this? I'll be over. I said, wow, that was quick. Amen. But he came over. We talked about it. I just said, hey, are you ready to make this commitment? He said, yeah, I am. So he's accepted Jesus as the Savior. Amen. A lot of courage. I think the scariest part for him was to get out of that pew and come down here. You know how you pre-rehearse these things a little bit and you look over and go, he ain't moving. That's what I do like this right here. You know? I didn't want to embarrass anybody. Finally, Rebecca got enough elbow in and pushed out in the aisle a little bit. But this is his wife, Rebecca. And, she is a born-again believer, but she said, you know what? I never really got baptized. Said, so I want to get baptized. What an awesome thing to have a husband and wife get baptized together. I believe there are more people that need to come down this aisle and do this very thing. I really do in my heart. I believe that. And I'm going to keep praying for that. I've been praying every week. I said, God, give us some people. Give us some people that understand what it means and have the desire to want to do it. And God's answered my prayers the last 2 weeks. And I believe there's more prayers to be asked. And I want to encourage you to continue to pray for a movement of the Holy Spirit in our sanctuary and our congregation. Because, guys, when we deny ourselves and come down here and accept Jesus, this church will be on fire. If we get enough people excited about Jesus, this church will be on fire. And I want to thank them for their decision. I want to make a motion that we accept them into the body of believers here at Bethesda Baptist. We've got hands up. All in favor say amen.
Amen.
What I want you to do is, they're going to stand out here. I want you to come around and greet them and welcome them. We're looking at maybe even trying to do a baptismal service next Sunday night, first Sunday. Brother Brad's going to be baptized. Praise God. He got saved the other week.
Amen.
A lot of people are like, woo, you had me. Woo. But you know what he said? I was only fooling myself, amen. I might have had y'all fooled, but I was fooling myself and thinking somebody else. And I pray because of him and his obedience and others that other people will realize that. Because, guys, we only have as long as we have on this earth to get this matter straightened out. That's all we have. Our life is but a vapor, a mist that appears for a little while and it's gone. We don't have it forever. But I'm rejoicing right now. I'm joyful right now. If I could, I'd do some back springs and hand springs going up here. Anybody ever see the Blues Brothers? That movie where he goes bounding down through the aisle of the church, man, I do that. That's good. That's
please
tell
me.
I couldn't do it. I'm about to get up in that position. I wouldn't come down. But anyhow, I want you guys to come out and greet them and tell them how happy you are on this decision. And I'm going to ask if you will stand to your feet. Hope to pray we'll see you back again this evening at our evening worship at 6. We're going to study the book of Revelation. I'm going to put Cody on the spot again. I'm going to ask you to give us our closing prayer for this evening.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. I'm just so glad that we can add names to the Lamb Book of Life. Jesus, what you did on that cross, you deserve a response. You deserve us to have action towards that for what you so selflessly did for us. We love you. Thank you for Dad and what he's doing. We support him. I love this church and I love these people and be with them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.